minutes. How was that?
Yeah, that was very tough. There's a few tired lads in there. But no, I think the 90 minutes, I think over the course of the 90 minutes, I think we had a spell for 20 where we wasn't really at it. I think that there was a few tired legs in there. But again, it's a step in the right direction for Cheltenham Football Club. And to win against a side who got promoted last year with basically the same team. I think that the gaffer put a lot of emphasis on us seeing where we're at. And yeah. I think that, well, hopefully we've proved to the gaffer that we're willing to roll our sleeves up and do what we need to do, really.
So. Yeah, I suppose the only nitpick was the slight sort of fade as the game went on. But if that's where you are a month into a new team, then that's pretty decent.
That's it. We've got another 2 weeks. We've got another two games as well to get ourselves right before the start of the season. So I think that was always going to happen. There was going to be a few tired legs. And, you know, Ace has come in, bless him, with his injury and stuff. It was always going to be tough for him to get himself going, especially in that. I feel a bit sorry for him, really. And Roby, he's been injured and he's coming back as well. So I think the gaffer's just said that was 75% of what you expect. So obviously that 25% was the 25 or 20 minutes of that game that we wasn't really at it. But no, I think on the whole, I think that was a positive afternoon and, like I said, a step in the right direction for us.
How easily do you think that next 25% will come? Is that just through fitness and games and playing, getting those 90 minutes under your belt?
Yeah, and the gaff will definitely get that out of us. It's been it's been very tough the whole pre-season. For me personally, it's been very tough, but he keeps on saying to all the boys to trust him and that we'll be right at the start of the season. And game by game, I'm personally feeling better, and the whole of the boys are saying that they're feeling better and better each game. So yeah, it's all positive. Let's not get carried away, but it's all looking very positive.
Yeah, the one of the things that you speak to a lot of the players, they've been surprised at how well the team's come together and got used to playing with each other. Is that something that you sort of signify with?
Yeah, I think the gaffer's recruitment, we've got a mixed bunch with experience, age, and we've got some real hungry youngsters that want to have their chance in the Football League, and they don't want to be playing at this level, which is very important for us going forward. So like you said, there's a few players, me, Stoz, Wrighty, Downsy, who's Pars, we've been there, we've done it, and we need to pull the young lads through. And talking earlier about the, you know, we need to get our heads around that it's not going to be a nice afternoon here at 3 o'clock. We need to go to the places and do the business, do you know what I mean? So like I said, I think on the whole as the day, I think that it was very positive.
Billy's played in midfield up until today. Went up front today. Did you think he had that kind of performance as a striker in him?
Yeah, I've seen him in training, to be fair, and he's very bright. He's one of them that I was going on about, that he's played in League One and it didn't quite work for whatever reason, and he's come here to play football, and he's got the hunger that you need. And fair play to the gaffer, he was on him in training, that he wasn't being selfish enough in front of goal. And for him today to come here and score two goals and be the threat that he was, I think he'll be a player to watch out for this season. I really do.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier that the experienced bunch of players, and you used yourself in that at, what, 23? Did you think you'd be at that stage at this age?
To be fair, signing for Cheltenham, I thought, I'll go in there and, you know, I'll make my stamp on the team, hopefully, and stuff. But we haven't really got that too many experienced players. We've got the backbone that's experienced, and obviously with me and Stoz in the midfield as well. But for my age, I've played a hell of a lot of games. I'd like to think that I'm one that's most definitely up for the challenge of getting Cheltenham back into the Football League, most definitely.
Two games to go, one against a Cardiff side that you might not know a lot about, and then one at, obviously, Wimbledon that you will know a lot about. You must be looking forward to both of those for different reasons.
Yeah, most definitely. To be fair, I look forward to the earlier games, where I look forward to every game, really. It's all part and parcel of football, and getting that fitness. Like I said, we've been worked really hard, and it's just nice for days like today, for it, you can see the training working, and the time and effort that we've put off the pitch. And we have put a lot of time on the training pitch. As you said, with 12 new faces, it was very important that we spend a lot of time together. So for it to you can see it literally working.
It's almost ticking a box.
He's very positive, and I don't know too much about what's happened here the last couple of years, but I can always remember coming to Cheltenham Football Club, and it was always going to be a task to pick up 3 points, and I love to come here. And the overall impression of the last couple of years, it hasn't been a very happy place. So I think that the fans most definitely will have a team full of triers, and we want to do right for Cheltenham Football Club, most definitely.
And you've made a good first impression, which is another thing that the gaffer was on at you to do.
Yeah, he's been on us. He's been on, the gaffer 100% knows what he wants.
Yeah.
So it's literally up to us whether we want to be part of that or not. But it's, like I said, it's very positive. And we've come out here today, and I think that we've done ourselves justice. So, yeah, I'm happy.
Thanks, Harry.
No worries, mate. No worries.